Take your time, babe.
Come on.
Let's try to breathe.
Okay, we'll go ahead and call the order, the Madison Plains Board of Education regular meeting for August 9th. Please stand and pledge allegiance.
To the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would you call roll, please?
Mr. Dodds?
Here.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Hunter?
Here.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Okay, at this time, make sure anybody that wanted to speak this evening gets signed in. So if you want to speak, please go ahead and sign up front, because we're to that point in the meeting. So Ashley Stroup, is that right? I'm sorry. If you would, please. Yep, we're going to go right to public communication. If you would, just please state your name and address for the record, and then for yours.
My name is Ashley Strell. My address is 3185 State Route 323 here in Mount Sterling. I've never been to a meeting before, so I'm kind of nervous, but I just wanted to come and speak about the two-tier busing. Just specifically for my family, it's going to be it's just not going to work out. We have four kids. My husband and I both work. We are used to the school schedule that we are on. I know that, you know, other schools do the two-tier and have start times differently. Well, I think Madison Plains is used to the school times that they have now. I just, you know, don't see how it's going to be beneficial to working parents. The school is far out from where a lot of people live, so as far as a latchkey being available, you know, parents will still have to drive 30 minutes to get their kids to the school for that option if they would, you know, decide to use that. And I don't like it for my family, and I know a lot of other families who don't agree with it either, so I'm just coming to speak on behalf of them as a no vote for it.
Okay.
And that was all I had to say.
Thank you very much. Julie White.
Hi, I'm Julie White, 8740 Drury Road, London address. Okay. I am asking you to table the vote for the two-tier busing for the 17-18 school year until full details are available. I'm not saying I'm opposed to it completely. If the times are better and our kids aren't in school until as late as was originally proposed, but I'm asking you to table it for now, because I tried unsuccessfully today with very short notice again to locate a proposal containing more details on start and end times and latchkey prices, you know, what we would be paying for that. It is nothing short of irresponsible, I feel, to take a vote to move forward on such a largely impactful change for the parents of this district without a fully detailed plan on how we're going to make it work with minimal inconvenience to your parents and your voter base, basically. The parents of this district are a large portion of your voter base, and I suggest not taking them off just prior to asking for a levy in the next 2 years, because they are the ones that are going to help you get it passed. Basically, we are the ones that are out there talking to everyone else saying, this is why we need this. I do completely understand the financials. I've looked over all of them. I took the time to sit down and go through everything that you have online. It was not fun or, you know, intriguing. It was quite boring. However, I do understand it, why you want this change. I see absolutely the benefit to this district. But I'm a parent of this district, not an employee of this district. And but voting for it without full disclosure on every detail I feel is very irresponsible to your parents and your children, because now they're going to get shuffled around a little bit more. I can tell you the last proposed times were much better than the original proposed times. And I honestly think that we need to think about keeping the number of buses that we have en route, because I think that would shorten the amount of time between elementary and intermediate and junior high and high school starting. I think you really need to think about that. I understand that it's a problem with bus drivers, but I think that's an easier problem to fix than inconveniencing everyone to the extreme that we are. I also completely think that once this next proposal comes through with times on it, that they be as close as possible, and that the junior high and high school start after the elementary and the intermediate, because when you have children on both ends, then you can't leave a younger child at home, and you need to think about that, because people, it's going to be progressive for your parents of this district. You know, it only impacts me for the next 3 or 4 years, but it's going to continue to impact parents coming forward. That's pretty much all I have to say. I just really think you need to think about it. I think it's irresponsible to do this without knowing how we're going to make it work. You can't just say, yes, we're going to do it, and then we end up with school start times that are 2 hours apart. Or we don't know about latchkey. Maybe we do know about latchkey, but I don't know about latchkey. I don't know how much it's going to cost parents. Ashley made a good point that, so we do have a latchkey, that's great, but now if we have parents that can't put their kids on the bus, they're going to have to drive them here first. And if you live out on Biggert Road, that's a big deal to have to drive your kids here first. It's at least 25 miles one way. And if you work in Columbus, there's 50 miles every day, and then your trip to Columbus. While I would like to stay to see how this comes out, I had less than 24 hours notice on the meeting. Since I nor my husband received a one call for some reason, or whatever the new system is, I did call and take care of that today, because that to me is a big deal. That keeps me, in addition, in the know to the emails that I get. Since I didn't read my email until later, I had very little notice. So I apologize that I can't stay. I'm asking you again, please table this vote. I'm not completely opposed to it, but I don't think that you should vote on something that you don't have details on.
Julie, there's a chance your issue is going to be addressed tonight. I know it's something that's potentially it'll be tabled or whatever. If that happens, we'll look for as much support like from the PTO, the different involvement that you have. I think there's two very fair critiques, the timing of how we tried to roll it out last time, and not getting people communication of it. So if we do that, we look to the parents to help us to have those meetings, cover it in impact. We discussed it again in this meeting, but in impact, and reach out to the board members to talk to us. If we push it out, we don't want that just to delay it. But,
right.
So we want the input from the parents and give everybody a chance to be heard.
I'm not asking you to delay it. I'm just asking you to get more information before you choose to go forward. Did you have something? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, sorry. It's the parents like me that are going to help you get a levy pass and get everyone on board for two-tier busing.
Hi, I'm Mike English. I live at 4895 West of Kyle'sville, so we're other end of the district. I am here as my wife's spokesperson because she's at orientation. And I want to echo also what Julie said on the short notice. We were not able to accommodate the needs to have one in orientation this evening and have her here speak what she really wanted to say, so I got to hear it. And I'm going to do my best to relay that information to you. I personally have sat through 3 meetings where this whole lack of notice as far as communication has been an issue. Again, less than 24 hours of basically letting us know what was going on. I think that we're in a time and age where it's very important to communicate with members of your district. Within the last few days, I've seen a lot of upset supporters in the district. I don't know what's going on at the high school, but you guys do not have a supporter in your district right now, and I don't know why that is. I think that we're wavering too far away from the base of what is in the best interest of everybody. If inevitably your goal here is to pass a levy, let's have the conversation about passing the levy now. Let's not continue to upset people. Let's just get to the nitty-gritty. I think Kelly had said at one point, if it delays me a year asking people for money, that's better for you. Being the voter, you know, the taxpayer, get it from me now. This is going to inconvenience my life too much to have to worry about how am I going to get from one end of town to the other? How am I going to get one kid home and the other one? And we have an infant on the way, so we're throwing another kid in the mix. And being on that end of the district, we're closer to West Jeff. I work in London. We make choices every day where we send our kids. Personally, I went to Alder. The district was very similar when I went there as a site of this district. So I know the financial struggles that happened there. Somehow we made it all work there. When I looked to the district, and this is why we kept the kids in the district, is it echoed what I had growing up. Now, that district has now grown into this monster, but they had the same struggles financially that you guys are having now. So I think that it's important to get out to your clientele, find out why we're not passing a levy. What is it going to take to get the levy passed? Let's not talk about two-tier busing, yes or no. Some people, it doesn't even impact, and they don't care. The end result here is what is in the best interest of the kids. And I think that passing a levy and staying financially savvy is the most important thing to do. So if you need members like Julie and myself to get involved, start having those conversations with members in the district now versus having them a year from now, 2 years from now. Let's just do it. Like, let's go that way and not continue to upset. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. We have signed up to speak. We'll go ahead and move on to approval of ordinance or a board work session. I'm sorry. Anybody have anything for board work session?
I have a couple of things. Okay. The OSBA leadership the High School Board Association conference is the 13th to the 16th. And I was going through here, November 13th to the 16th, there's some really good sessions on impact of levies and things I think that we could all get value out of as board members going and kind of hearing, you know, I kind of circled one, passing the unpassable bond levy, right? Those are communications and PR things I think that are, I know when I've gone to these conferences are really, really good, so I try to mark my time aside. So I just wanted to point that out. It's the 13th through the 16th of November, so everybody can mark that on their calendars. And I think we just tell Todd that we're going, right?
Yeah, and I'll be making reservations here soon, September 1st, as far as accommodations. So
you know by September?
I'll need to know before that.
And even though Mark said it's just because he's on the board is the reason we don't have a picture on the website. Maybe he thought we used to have one, and when he joined the board, we don't have one. So maybe, I don't know if we need that scheduled, or I know we had one scheduled a long time ago, or I don't know. We probably could do that, couldn't
we? We certainly can.
Okay.
The board would like to do that.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think all of these people might not know us like by name, so they might recognize us instead if they want to. Questions or issues they have.
Want to just schedule for the September meeting?
September?
Everybody knows now?
Yep.
September meeting. Okay.
Anything else? Board members?
I just want to reiterate to the board that Thursday is our convocation. It starts at 8 a.m. We pass out awards and recognitions to the staff. Hopefully you can make it. If not, that's fine. But we've got a good speaker coming in this year. Actually, High School of Works is paying for the speaker. So we did not have to pay for it, but he is a nationally recognized speaker that speaks on joy in the workplace. So starting off on a positive note.
Nice.
Hopefully you can be there.
Good. Anything else? We'll move on to approval of board minutes.
Mr. President, I make a motion that the minutes of the July 12th, 2016, meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, Mr. Steen, floor is yours.
I will be very brief this evening. Unfortunately, we've had some personnel issues in my office recently with some people being out unexpectedly, and that caused some issues with us closing out the month, along with it being an early board meeting. I want to let you know that we did get closed out just today, right around 4 o'clock. Got all the reports created. They are available. However, I didn't present them to you in time for you to be able to review them for this board meeting. So I am saving my board reports for July, my financial reports, until the August meeting. I apologize for that. I also didn't want to give you information we didn't have time to review. That was the extent of my report for this meeting, so that is why I will be very brief. I have nothing further.
Okay, this to Mr. Detweiler.
Thank you, Mr. Dodds. I will ask Mrs. LeGault to come up to the podium to help me a little bit with this, but we have some of our students that participated at the Madison County Fair as well as other fairs and did very well. We want to recognize them, and I believe Mr. Hoffman actually has a presentation from the fair as well, and Todd has. We'll go ahead and start with, let's have Dalton come up. Dalton wanted to give a speech, but I said, no, we probably shouldn't have you talking. Okay. Dalton, you correct me if I'm wrong, okay? I've got you down as the grand champion lamb in the open class in the junior show. The lamb showman of showmen. Correct? And you don't, I'll say it, but if you want to deny it, that's okay. The son of Tina Siebert, who works for us. Okay. All right. Dalton did a fantastic job at the fair. Congratulations. Mr. Dodds has an award for you.
Good job.
Also was at the Madison County Fair, and he was the goat showman of showmen. So fantastic job, Brooks. Congratulations, and we'll have you go around. And show you.
Oh, yeah. He was the grand showman, which meant yes. He was the elite showman out of all species.
So really, the goat thing, that he was the showman of showmen.
The goat got Madison him there.
Champion, had the grand champion steer. Fantastic nice. Job.
Yeah, if that's okay with
that's all
everybody.
Can you guys come back up?
Pictures.
Let's have Brooks on our left. And then everybody else.
Mike needs to give a spot.
Mr. Dotson, want to step in there? Stand a little closer together.
Like you like each other.
Okay, let's everybody hold their awards like about where Mr. Barber here is holding his. It's going to get him even across the line there. That looks good. All right. Good, folks. Okay, it looks sharp here.
Hi. How are you?
Give you one more.
Good to see you, too.
Looks good. Oh, honey, just a second, just a moment. If you would, I'm going to take one more picture. I want you to tilt your head just a little bit to the right, and then just look at me with your eyes. What happens is I got a lot of glare in your glasses, and it looks like you got a lot of glare in your glasses. We'll leave it at that. Here we go. Well, the flash didn't go off that time, so there's no glare in your glasses. Here we go. Okay. So we got Barber, Chamber. Yeah, that was good.
Well, good evening, everyone. We're actually graduated. We're students here anymore. But my name is Chris Young, and I was the president of the Madison Plains FFA chapter this past year for 2015 to 2016.
And my name is Kaylee Mass, and I was the vice president this past year for the 2015-2016 Madison Plains FFA chapter.
And we are also here to share with you guys some of our FFA members and their successes at the 2016 Madison County trip.
First, we'd like to start off with, at the 2016 Madison County Fair, we have a lot of members that exhibit there, and not everyone really realizes that you don't just have to take animals, but you also can take shop projects, projects that you do at home, or if you make a poster about your SAE, which is your supervised agricultural experience. We had 52 members that exhibited the livestock projects, and there was many more, as I said, we did the shop projects that were located in our barn at the fair, and we also have a lot of members that also participate in active 4-H clubs.
So here are some numbers, just to give you like a rough estimate of how much participation we have. So for market hogs, it's 32, which is a very big number in the hog barn because there's over 200 hogs at the Madison County Fair every year, which is tremendous. And then we had one beef breeding, 11 market goats, 12 market lambs, a one starter steer, which is a project where you start off it as a beef feeder and then you grow it and then you have it and exhibit it as a market steer the next year. And then we have 5 sheep breeding projects, 6 beef feeders. We had 3 market steers and 5 breeding swine, 3 horse management, and 1 duck.
And also to highlight, as Chris talked about the starter steer, that was actually a scholarship this year that was given to one of our members. That is a new thing that we are starting. It's the Matthew Davis Feeder Calf Scholarship. So those members will apply with an application, and then all the applications will be gone through by the FFA advisors. Their houses will be looked at to see if they have the proper environment to raise the starter steer in, and then there'll be a recipient selected. So this year our recipient was Mackenzie Wilson. She's an upcoming sophomore, and she did very well at the fair this year with her first time ever showing a calf. We have 48 Madison Plains FFA members, and they exhibit a total of 90 projects in the FFA barn. These projects include, as I said, the SAE posters, which are the supervised agricultural experience projects, welding panels, light stands, bales of hay and straw, grain jars, which can be wheat, soybeans, and corn, live crops, and small, medium, and large woodworking projects.
Another part of the SAE for our FFA chapter is you can also take your livestock. So you show that at the Madison County Fair with their showmanship classes. So we've had many different members have success winning their showmanship classes, or also winning the reserve and grain champion of their species or that selective industries area. So then we're going to go through a couple of our highlighted members, and we're going to talk about them and their successes next.
Our first member we're going to highlight, her name is Ashlyn Nichols. She's a senior this year. She won top three division in her goat showmanship, reserve champion market goat, reserve champion showman of showman, and first place in her lamb showmanship.
Next is actually myself. I won first place in two of my market showmanship classes, or breeding showmanship classes. And then I was top three for the senior division, and then I went on and got third place for showman showman for goats, and then I received a grand champion breeding crossbred doe.
Our next student is Katerina Zanika. She also is going to be a senior this year, and she won grand champion ramp.
Our next is Heather Boggs. She's going to be a junior this year, and she won first place purebred lane race barrow.
Our next student is Paige Gamel. She's going to be an upcoming senior this year, and she won first place with her sheep showman.
Next is Haley Henry. She's actually in the back of the room. She's this year's historian, so we're really excited because she's getting ready to start on her officer path. And she received the reserve grand champion market hog at the fair and also the grand champion market goat.
Our next student is Zane Davidson. He won reserve champion any other breed at the state fair, first place beef showmanship, and grand champion feeder calf at the county fair.
Next is Cindy Golden. She's going to be a sophomore this year. And she got second place and third place in her horse management classes.
Our next student is Griffin Jones. He won first place purebred spot breeding swine.
Next, we're going to talk about a state fair. Next, we're going to talk about a state fair exhibit that we actually had the privilege to put on this year. So, different chapters around the state of Ohio are chosen to put on a special presentation or special stand at the state fair to show what they've been doing and how they support their FFA chapter and what they do in their community. So we had FFA members and advisors set up the Farm Bureau and Country Cruise exhibit at the state fair in the Ag and Hort building. So everybody that got to go in the Ag and Hort building got to see Madison Plains FFA up on the big screen saying that this is what we do and this is how we're representing you.
And to wrap that up, I actually got to visit our exhibit this year. It was really nice to see how many younger kids got the chance to. What they did is, as you see, there's a little tractor out in the cornfield. They had the chance to ride a little pedal tractor all through there as if they've never been in the country. They're taking a ride through the country on a tractor. And it was just really nice and put a smile on my face to see that people are actually appreciating what we did at the state fair this year. That wraps up our presentation. If there's any questions, me and Chris will be glad to take them. But other than that, we thank you guys all for our time tonight.
Okay. Again, the fair and agriculture is such a big part of our district, I think, even though it's not one of our programs per se, it's nice to recognize our kids because from what I read in the paper, we pretty much dominated at the fair. We did very well. The two-tier busing. After the last meeting, we talked about when we'd come back, when we'd have a conversation again. We said, let's talk about it at the next meeting. I put it on as an action item because I want to get that direction from the board that yes, we're going to two-tier busing. We want the administration to get to work on whether we have our young kids come in first or come in second and vice versa. Do we have a latchkey program? I don't want to tax the administration with laying out this entire plan across the year and then we don't do it. So all I was trying to do by putting it on generically tonight was the board to say, yes, we want two-tier busing next year, but we also want you to come back and say, here's what it's going to look like at this date. So we're locked into next year with two-tier busing, but we don't know exactly how it's going to look because we're going to sit down, as was suggested, with the parents at impact meetings, with the teachers to see what they think would work best, just so we're not rushing into what that plan would look like. That's why it's on. And as we put in the one call, it's for consideration. So I'm all ears from the board tonight on what direction you think we should take. I've got a proposal on for us to just simply say we're doing it next year and looking for direction from the board at that point, or we can table it. I'm all ears at this point. I just want to make sure at some point we fish or cut bait
I'd like to table it. I'd like to get a little more information on what we got for latch keys, give people a little bit more time to get it set up. I don't want to wait too long, but I still think we should table it right now.
What do you think is a good timeline?
October, November. It gives everybody plenty of time to know about it. If we go that route, it gives us time to get things set up for it.
I am not opposed to tabling it. My issue is getting enough notice out to the community, unlike our last vote where we didn't give the parents enough time. If we're looking at October or November to vote on that, I would certainly consider tabling it, but no later than that. We have to have communication to the community.
I'm comfortable with October. I know we didn't purposely try to do it like this, but it did end up, the one call went out the day before.
Well, and again, the board meeting notice went well out well before that. It's just the agenda, of course, wasn't out there.
I won't hold anything up on that. I mean, I'm for the two-tier busing, but if we want to communicate better and we want to talk about it more, I mean, that's okay, but I think we do need to set the timeline.
Perhaps I should also voice my support for the two-tier busing. I do support the two-tier busing.
But I'm all for communicating, too, so okay. And getting input, so.
And so that gives you, so I'm just going to back into, so you have August impact meeting and a September impact meeting. And then by October, whatever our board meeting is, 17th or something, so we have two impact meetings. We could also have other meetings, community meetings, right?
Absolutely.
We could have a special board meeting just to talk about that and hear people's feedback. So that might be an idea. Yeah. I mean, if that's what we're going for.
Sure.
I mean, I think that, you know, the financial, like I think she was referred to earlier, there's a financial state impact for us as a district, and that's really important. But I like also making sure that we get all that feedback. And I think sometimes when we hear the feedback, I think we're just hearing, well, we don't like the times. Well, what do you not like about it? I think just more detail about what times don't we like, or is it the elementary, the high school, and we got to vet that out.
Okay.
Well, going along with this and what some of the other members of the community have stated, and I've said before, it's time for us to step up and start doing our levy work, man.
Yeah.
We can't wait on it anymore. We need to start doing it now.
I really hope to get, seriously, they really had OSB, they have good ideas for levy, Dave, so seriously, these sessions, I'm kind of excited to go to and hear what ideas they have that maybe we haven't done before, because I helped run that last one, and it's very challenging, and we need all the help we can get.
No, and
any idea we can get.
I'll tell you what, Kelly, I've been on one and ran one with a member sitting back here, and we got ours passed, and the thing is, you've got to go, I don't care what anybody says, you've got to do it all the time. We had meetings just about every weekend. We
sure.
had meetings during the week. You know, that's one thing everybody complains about is communication. So it's time to get started now. If you want to start communicating about it, start at the school, you can start talking about it.
Okay. So just to kind of recap then, the October board meeting, if I'm going to propose recommendation for two-tier busing, it will have all the detail on how that will look for implementation for August of 2017. For you to consider and vote on at that point.
Right. And okay. Will we have it before then so we can distribute to the public what our actual proposal is going to be? I understand we'll vote in October. But
here's what I envision happening between now and then. We'll have our multiple impact meetings. I will have that on each of the agendas. We'll talk about, okay, here's what's been put out before. What's the good? What's the bad? What do you like? What don't you like? What is the reasoning why this one makes more right. sense for us? What are the alternatives to that? We'll have those conversations. So it's not like it'll be done in a bubble. It'll be through Impact, and we'll push it out, whatever means we want. It can go out on the blog. I'll make sure people see it out there. The thing I don't want is people to say, well, you're making this decision behind the scenes. We've tried to push it out as much as we can. So whatever suggestions you have beyond that, I'm all ears. There's just some things we've got that list that I've already made up of what we know the issues are and which proposal best addresses those issues. As was said, you know, mitigate the impact as much as possible. And if you recall, that's why that last recommendation came out, because it mitigated the impact from the previous recommendation. So we'll throw those out there and see if we get better ideas. We'll get the staff involved, because it's not in the summertime, and get their thoughts and ideas. We'll go from there.
Does that give you enough time?
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe we can have a facet of this in place by the October meeting. But I believe if we do pass it at the October meeting, then we get to hold somebody's feet to the fire to make sure everything is in place.
Again, the thing that I didn't want to do is hold all these meetings and task the teachers, administration with all these meetings, and then we get to May of next year and we're in the same place saying, well, I don't like that, we're not going to do it. We're either going to do it now or not, so we can get everything ironed out and implement smoothly in the next year.
Can you come to October? We'll give you the time to do that.
Yeah, I feel very good about it. We've done a lot of the legwork. It's now just a matter of, for example, Latchkey is here in just a little bit. I've talked with Madison Champaign ESC now. They actually they implement the Latchkey program at two of the other schools in the county. They're happy to do it for us. Basically, we're on the hook for the bill. But they manage the staff, they'll put it in your school, they'll put it in the community center, as I talked with Mount Sterling. I'm trying to put together committees from external groups if they're interested in the Latchkey program. You know, what's the cost going to be? And how many kids would we have to have in that? And what would it cost them, as some of the other people were asking? Those are good questions. But I don't want us to spend all year long figuring that out and then have wasted all that time. That's why I like the October deadline. That works for me, the table. Right. And then, let's see, opening day, I just wanted to go over with you a couple things. The biggest change to opening day is the traffic flow out here on Lenten. Everybody knows we've had employees trying to safely direct traffic out there, and it's somewhat of a nightmare for them and for the administration that tries to help them with that process. Thanks, guys. Go ahead.
Good job.
We brainstorm as administrative team over this summer and during our retreat. One of the key things we did is break down the traffic flow in our heavy flow times, early morning and after school. We have a heavy flow of student traffic, a flow of parent traffic, bus traffic, and staff traffic. And so what we worked on was trying to split that apart. So one of the key things we've done is the drivers at the high school, at the end of the day, we release at 2:50, they're gonna stay till 3. They can go out to their cars and get in line and do all those things, but we're not gonna release them till 3, because that allows us to get the buses and the other end of campus out, so they have a straight shot down Linson to get on 38. So there is no traffic from the students at that point. So that's one of the critical pieces we have to get done. The principals are gonna be working with their schedule. When I say that, I'm talking about minutes. You know, if they see that they can modify letting parents drop their kids off 3 minutes earlier or later and it helps, they have that latitude to do that. Because again, what we're trying to do is mitigate the congestion. And so we think we've got a pretty good plan in place. We hope that we won't have to have traffic control out here at all. The only place that we'll have to have is up at the high school holding the students in line until the buses are clear.
A question on that. Some of our student drivers may have work or doctor's appointments. Are we going to let them go? I mean, they come in, they go to the office, I've got this.
If they are leaving prior to school being out, that's fine. But as soon as we hit 250 and it's the release, we're going to put the barrier on the exit down there. Nobody's going to go out until 3 o'clock. And again, that's so we can have Lenten cleared for buses and parents down here. So we will make sure that they all know, are aware of that, they plan around that.
So if they leave 2:45, they come in and say, have a doctor's appointment.
If they get out before the masses are released, they'll be okay. If not, they're going
to
get out.
I just want to be clear on this.
Right. And we have to do that. It's.
I know my son has a 3 o'clock doctor's appointment in London in September.
Okay.
Yeah, 2:45.
Yeah, 2:45. He's not doing his office.
He's not making it.
But we feel that it's going to make a dramatic difference. One of the things that Kim came up with was having all of the buses, is it in the morning? You have all the buses in the afternoon. All the buses dropping off at one shot.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Whereas before we had them trickling in. Now we're going to have them all in one shot, and they'll leave in one shot. instead of having them going out one at a time, we have to hold traffic up one at a time. They'll all leave, we'll hold traffic up one time, they'll get down to the high school. So little things like that that we're tweaking, we think are going to help dramatically in the morning. So that's the opening day. Latchkey we talked about. The student parent handbook, which is on the agenda, have three minor changes. The school calendar is simply there's an in-service day that was scheduled for Academy that we've moved to the 19th of May, which was not a student day anyhow. And then the 22nd is the teacher's last work day. That was working with Mrs. Hiram and the membership to find a date. So that's a change. The district and building administration updates, that's just name changes. Mr. Kimbler's no longer with us. Mr. Penny has a different title, that type of thing. And then the health immunization table, that's required. Higher advice code, the legislature changed, saying that 7th and 11th graders have to have meningitis or shots, and you've been seeing the Vaccinate Ohio commercials, that type of thing. We did the one call to clearly communicate to parents that you've got to get these shots. I just talked to Tanya today. They've got 7 days from school starting. If they don't get the shots, they can't come back. So we will enforce that.
I've also seen multiple write-ups in our papers on that also.
Mm-hmm. The summer crews have done a great job. I want to recognize them as you walk through the buildings. Very clean, right down to the walls down through here. If you notice, they've washed the walls even. I mean, it's just one of the best jobs I've seen since I've been here as far as getting the buildings prepared. So I'm really happy with that. And I think that's all I have, unless you guys have any questions.
With the latchkey, and maybe if you'll present more later, but is there a ballpark of how much that would cost the district?
We don't know until we have our meeting with the Madison-Champaign ESC. Because what they'll do is they'll come in and say, okay, how many kids do you estimate you'll have? Okay, if you've got 30, then this is how many teachers and aides you'll have to facilitate it. Our average cost, that being ESCs, to staff it, has been X, and so then you back into what the cost is per child.
Okay, and I may have missed it. When is that meeting?
We haven't got it set yet because, again, I wanted to see if we were going this direction. I'm making the contacts, and I've got everything ready to go. And as part of what you gave me as direction tonight, I'll set up that meeting with ESC, Mount Sterling. I even said I'd like to have a board member or two participate in that meeting so we can sit down and say, okay, is this something we really want to move forward with? The question I got down at Mount Sterling at the community center meeting was, what if this is not viable? What if you don't make up your cost? And I said, well, it'll be a one-year shot because we can't continue to offer service that people aren't utilizing. Now, we'll have to make sure we advertise and push it out hard. Actually, I believe it's the Methodist church minister was there, and he was asked, well, what do you think about competition? And I jumped in and said, we're not competing. This is an extra service we're trying to provide because we think we're going to create a need. And he said, well, we're almost at capacity anyhow. So he doesn't look at that as us competing with him at all. So those are the kind of conversations. He agreed to participate meeting with us to set it up if we want to. So we will have that information for October. That's everything I have.
Takes us to new business.
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the second and final reading of the following board policies as presented. ASC-2, evaluation of professional staff, and GCN-2, evaluation of professional staff.
Second. Any discussion?
I hope this is the last time we have to present this, but yes. The state keeps changing this, so we will try.
Call roll, please. Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We have a motion to table.
I make a motion that we table the two-tier busing schedule effective the 2017-2018 school year until October's board meeting.
Second.
Any discussion? Please. Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Awesome. Motion taken.
I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept with regret, school calendar. I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the revised 2016-2017 school calendar as presented.
Second.
Any discussion?
Again, this does not impact students in any way.
Call roll, please. Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept with regret the following resignations as listed.
I'll second that.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah. Savannah, again, is a licensure. She'll have her license completed by the end of this month. We'll see her on it here in a moment for long-term sub until that point in time. So feel pretty good about that. Ryan Curtis. We talked during strategic planning. I think he might have been the one that brought up the term of quality staff. And we consider him to be a quality staff member. And he has taken a position with the Ohio Department of Education. But I think it's a feather in his cap and ours. And talking with Dr. Unger, they liked everything he was doing at Madison Plains and all the programs we had in place. And that's one of the reasons why he got the job. So congratulations to Ryan, but too bad for us, to be quite honest. Mrs. Parker is retiring, and Billy Ham has some health issues. And wants to be home to be with his kids.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please. Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I make a motion that upon recommendation, the superintendent of the board employs Savannah Brock as a long-term substitute teacher in the area of intervention specialist effective August 11th, 2016. Ms. Brock will be paid a daily rate equal VA step zero of the MPA salary schedule.
I'll second that for discussion.
Discussion.
So once she gets her license, we're going to hire her full-time, correct?
That's correct.
So this is just a temporary thing for us to get started with.
Absolutely.
So she's done this job last year for us.
Yeah, she did.
So soon, how soon can we get her a license?
She will have everything at the end of September. That's what she's assured myself. This is the goal.
She's been in communication with ODE since April, and it was something that the university that she was doing her coursework did not communicate to her and to ODE in a timely manner. So it was nothing on her part. It was the university that she was working with who didn't do their part.
Any further discussion? Call roll, please. Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board employ the following on a one-year contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2016-2017 school year.
Second.
Any discussion?
If I could, we did get some very good pickups. Beatrice is, hopefully you all get to meet her on Thursday. She's quite a character. She speaks three different languages. So it's, she speaks German, French, and Swahili. So she's very well versed. Good addition. Tiffany made it through Mrs. LeGault's rigorous interview process. Parker Sullivan was a casual laborer for the summer, and he did a great job for us. Mr. Dodds made it through the gauntlet, which we call Mr. Penny's interview process. And he was our top pick there. Courtney Bricker will be a high school aide for Dr. Unger. And Amy Nichols, who was a sub-aide last year for us at the intermediate, was picked up just today. So that was one of the new additions today.
Any further discussion?
How does the custodian position, is he replacing somebody else, or how does that fit into our bigger?
Yes, he's replacing Brian Garrett, who took the other position. That was the vacancy in this building. All of these are vacancies.
Call roll, please. Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award the following supplemental contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract
for the 2016-2017 school year. Mike Dotz, head varsity volleyball coach.
Second.
Any discussion?
Is that on a voluntary basis?
Yes.
President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following supplemental contract to be paid in accordance with adopted negotiated contract for the 2016-2017 school year. Kendra Hatfield, varsity football cheerleading advisor.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please. Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Before you move to the next thing, I do want to point out, after talking with Matt Mason today, we have as many head coaches that are staff members as he can remember, which is unusual, which is a good thing. We're getting internal candidates that want to coach. So we've got all positions filled except for two, and those are later in the year. So pretty good chance.
Hospital to provide athletic training services effective July 29th, 2016, as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
I'm sorry.
Is this standard?
Yes, and it's the same price as it was last year.
Call roll, please. Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following revisions of the student parent handbook as presented. School calendar, district and building administration updates. Section 1, health immunization chart.
I'll second that. Any discussion? Call roll, please. Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. So I'll make the motion to enter into executive session at 7:53 p.m. For the purpose of one or more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G. Section 1, to consider the employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated official. And Section 3, conferences with an attorney.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please. Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Mr. Dotz?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Carries 5-0. Executive session. And there will be no other action taken at the end of the meeting. And our next regular board meeting will be September 20th. Correct.
Right. And impact meeting we have scheduled for August 17th. That's what I have on the schedule.
August 17th.
Impact meeting August 17th.
You want to do a 5-minute recess?
Yep. Yes. We'll take 5 minutes.